On this early Friday morning, leagues did advance 10 a.m. on Thursday as usual. So we're on to the next week. A lot of games being played already. That's a great sign. All leagues are healthy right now. All trades have been reviewed. Everything's good. The only thing that we really got going on, well, we got a lot going on, but the only new thing we got going on is Group 5 Single. It's a non-draft single-season league. It's $13 to join and $200 to the winner. Just opened up yesterday. Already got a handful of people joined. So if you're interested in that, like I said, it's only $13, win $200. So it's kind of exciting. Looking forward to that. We got some callers calling in today, so that's another good thing. Hopefully we're going to talk a little bit about if we should implement a rule where you can only score so many points against the computer. And what kind of started all this was Chase, I think 1196, beat a computer-controlled team 112-10 or something. Nick Foles, his quarterback, had like 16 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. So it opens up a big, big topic, really. A lot of different thoughts on if we should cap it at, 60 points or 70 points, or there shouldn't be a cap. Is it, because it does a stat boosting affect the rest of the whole franchise negatively? So we'll see. We're going to hopefully get some callers to speak about that. Also, I noticed John Campbell Buck did release the Group 1 and Group 2 draft grades from this offseason draft. So we're going to take a look at those real quick. In Group 2 multiple, some of the players that he said, I'm not going to go through it all. It's out there on the forum, oflnow.proboards.com. But some of the players that he said are going to be big-time players are OFL Now Houston, San Francisco's linebacker Shaquille Grove, 40 Incognito's Baltimore Ravens middle linebacker out of Nebraska, Jason Jenkins. Another guy he was really high on was Laser Eyes Miami Dolphins running back Carlos Graves. A lot of players. And the rookie of the year he projects to be Houston's Tom Marks, the quarterback. That's Fat Magic 420. So I don't know. We're going to look at that. I mean, I don't know much about this Tom Marks quarterback coming out of Houston there, but all I know is Fat Magic 420 had Ryan Fitzpatrick as quarterback this previous season, made it, I think, to the conference championship game which he did lose, but Fitzpatrick was like runner-up to MVP or at least finished in the top five, if I'm not mistaken. And I did notice Fat Magic is starting Tom Marks over Fitzpatrick, so there might be something to that. So that's interesting. Definitely check out all the grades for your team and your division rankings and all that. Buck did another great job with this. And then also in Group 1 Multiple, he put the draft grades out for the offseason. And some of the players that he had out there was Green Bay's bad to Chad Jackson. It's Matthew Gonzalez, a tight end. He also spoke about Snake Eyes 45's Carolina Panthers, Bronson Thornton, cornerback. He took really high. Another big-time player is Ready 10, St. Louis Rams, quarterback Brady Dupree. And then also he has Chillin' 941's quarterback for the Steelers, Dylan Gardner. But he actually projects the Rookie of the Year to go to Madernall's Oakland Raiders wide receiver, JT Harden. He's a big receiver with a lot of speed. So, yeah, he also gave Madernall an A+. It's the only A+ I actually saw him give to anybody for a draft grade. So, congratulations to Madernall on appearing to have a successful draft, according to Buck. So, we'll see how that all works out. Speaking of rankings and stuff, the new top 20 will be out shortly, probably either early morning today or later this afternoon, so we'll see. I don't think there probably won't be any mix-up. I'm sure Valkino will still be sitting at top since he hasn't lost since the Super Bowl, but we'll see what happens. You never know. Let's go ahead and take a caller here coming in from the 412 area code. 412, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish. Who do I got the pleasure to speak with?
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes 45.
Snake Eyes, how are you doing?
Good.
incredible. Well, before we get into anything here, let's talk a little bit about the big upset of the night. You actually pulled a major upset against O'Buckets. Why don't you tell the guys a little bit about what occurred in that game and how you were able to pull the big win?
Basically, me and him was going back and forth, except in the fourth quarter, there was like three, four fumbles that I think that I should have had. Third, fourth quarter, I should have had three or four fumbles. And then my kicker, dude, he hit a pretty good one today. He got us the win by 3 points. And I got a 2-point conversion to actually get that. And, dude, I mean, I basically had a fight the whole way through.
So, that's incredible. What is your record in that league?
It's technically 1-1 right now.
What happened in the first game?
I lost by... I'm going to actually look right now, dude.
Who, do you remember who you were playing?
The boy J, 1-2-5.
Oh, so you played, you lost to the Atlanta Falcons, double J, 125. I actually saw the score. It was you got totally destroyed, 59-7, right?
Yeah, and then I came back and fought all the way through to get this one.
Yeah. So, and getting destroyed 59-7, does that have a lot to do with the youthfulness of your team? I know your team's really built through the draft this year.
I mean, it's built through that and plus free agency, but. I mean, what I mainly needed on that team was a good cornerback, and that's what I got in the draft. I got him out of Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh boy, you could say.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
You said him just
oh,
a little bit ago.
Bronson Thornton? Bronson Thornton?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Buck actually gave you an A for your draft grade and said that the player to watch from the draft is a man named Bronson Thornton. I think he's rated a high 80, in the high 80s already, right?
Let me go see for you, actually.
Okay, all right. Some other big names out there to look for in Group 1 multiple are Detroit's DeGreasy's Corey Walls, right outside linebacker. Even crazy-ass white boys Redskins have a right end, Artie Shepard, that's supposed to make a lot of noise. I also had a really good player by the name of Hanson Donnelly, left outside linebacker. He started off at like an 85 overall, so I'm real happy with him. I think I got him in second or third round. So, yeah.
I mean, what I'm mainly struggling out with is my offensive lineman. I'm actually have to fight tooth and nail to get that ball out there. But, I mean, other than that, I'm okay. Right now, his overall is at 83. His speed is 95. His catching is a 59. His jumping is a 91. His hit power is a 57. Tackling is 68. And then zone coverage is at 88. Man coverage is at 86. I mean, there's still a lot of things that I have to work with him, but technically he's my number one cornerback. And then it's Finley, Cortland Finnegan.
Oh, yeah, Finnegan. Yeah, I know who you mean.
And then Josh Norman, Central Carolina. And then I got a couple of scrubs behind him. But I mean, other than that cornerback, my defense is a low 70, low 80. Depends how you look at it. Like my linebackers are like a 79. Like they're all 70 and higher. But I mean, other than that, like, every game I get a fight tooth and nail this year.
Right. Well, I mean, that's pretty much for everybody, though. There's no difference for you with that whole situation. The leagues are tough, man. Everybody knows anybody can beat anybody on every day. Now, Volcano's had some scares, man. He's been beat. He got beat twice to start off the fantasy draft league.
But the league that I'm in with the Carolina Panthers, that team does not have that many flaws. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I agree, but his bench is weak.
I said. Like, basically, if any of his starters get injured, he's screwed.
It is true. It definitely is true. Speaking of fantasy draft league, the Group 4 fantasy league or fantasy draft league is full. Invites have been sent out. The draft will be Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, so make sure if you're in that league to show up for that draft. That is our biggest prize league at $600. What would you do, Snake, if you were in there and won $600? Where would you spend it?
Probably get me a new PlayStation or another headset.
Oh, like a Turtle Beach or something, a Turtle Creek or whatever they call those?
I mean, no one is real on those, but I mean, I'll get it better than what they have now for the dang on Xbox One headsets. They're garbage.
Yeah, you're not lying on that.
And I had so much problem with those.
Oh yeah. There's, you know, when there's a $600 prize, you're going to see a lot of talent get in those leagues. And let's just take a look here at one of the divisions that's standing out to me right from the start as being a little bit of a stronger division. You have the Pittsburgh Steelers chilling 9-4-1. Now, you all know he's a really, really strong player. He's been around since day one. But you also have Black X Kush X 216 in charge of the Cleveland Browns, and he's a – people don't know him yet, but he's a very high-skilled player. He'll be making some noise in there. Also, you have XDMGX Jason controlling the Cincinnati Bengals. He comes from the Madden World Syndicate. He's a real, real nice, solid player. Now, he did suffer a loss today to J.J. Mills, which, you know, everyone has an off day, but definitely expect a lot out of him. And then another new guy, Hate on Me, it's got the Baltimore Ravens. So a lot of new names there, but some big-time talent. So keep an eye on that conference or division, if you will. And there's tons of other talent. I would miss all the names if I mean, you got VX Assassin, got the New England Patriots. You got SC Bolt 21 with San Diego. You have Heated Heathen 37 with Green Bay coming from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Definitely a favorite to win. Also, you have Matternall, really hot right now. I think Matternall might be 6-0 in one of the leagues. He's got the Minnesota Vikings. So, I mean, you're talking a lot of talent in there. And for the first time ever, GS Virus is in there with the New Orleans Saints. He's the official broadcaster. I know, Snake, you're excited about when his show begins here in a week or two, when he starts his daily or nightly broadcast. I know you've already spoke about how you love to watch people broadcast on Twitch. And he's the official broadcaster of the OFL now, GS Virus. Or Cyrus, you can follow him on Twitch already and get ready so when his show's there, you'll get alerts. His channel is Cyrus the Virus TV. So that's Cyrus the Virus TV. Make sure you get him at it and ready when his show starts because he's going to have tips. He's going to have league games. A lot of people don't know about Cyrus the Virus. He was the runner-up in Madden Nation, the TV show that used to be on ESPN. He won, I think, like $50,000. Oh, so yeah, so you've seen it. Yeah, the one where they went on the bus and went to different cities. Yeah, so he's coming on to...
You couldn't pick your home team.
Yep. He's actually coming on board to join the OFL now. He likes a lot of the things we're doing, and yeah, he's going to be the official broadcaster, and yeah, he's going to be doing a lot of things. So we're actually looking for segment ideas for his show once it gets going. If you guys have any ideas of things you'd like to see or anything like that. We have another caller coming in here from the 713 area code. 713, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish here and also Big X, Little X, Snake Eyes 45 from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Who are we speaking with?
The OFL now, Savage.
There he is. This is OFL now Savage, Super Bowl champion, as we all know. Group 2, was it multiple or was it Group 2 single? I think it was multiple, correct?
It was multiple, yeah.
All right. Savage, did you hear about the big upset this evening where Snake Eyes beat O'Buckets?
Yeah, man, I'm proud of Little Snake.
Oh, yeah. Now, is Snake... I'm getting a lot of questions. You're hearing that beeping sound, probably. A lot of people are asking, is Snake Eyes part of Team Houston? Is he part of Team Houston? People want to know out here.
He's not a part of Team Houston, but he's an acquaintance.
Okay. Now, I'm sure he's not on Team Houston. It's not because of his skill level. I'm sure it's more because he's not from Houston, correct?
Yeah, you have to be from Houston to be on Team Houston.
Now, Snake Eyes, can you accept that without being angry, or are you a little upset that you're not part of Team Houston, although you're an associate? So basically what they're saying, if they needed a hit on somebody up in Pittsburgh, you'd be the person they'd call. Would you pull a hit off for Team Houston and do the time if you got busted, Snake? I guess that's what we're asking you.
I mean, it just depends.
I feel that.
All right. Now, Jordan, our OFL Now Savage, as most people know out there, we were supposed to have a bunch of callers calling in to talk about running up the score, basically, and stat boosting when another user is being controlled by the computer. We don't have a rule about it, but what happened was Chase, actually against me, Chase was beating me, and we had some bad weather in Pennsylvania the last couple of days, and I dropped connection, which is rare for me, but whatever. He was beating me, so I was like, go ahead, I'll put myself on auto. To my surprise, the game was over, and he beat me 112-10. You know, whatever, to each their own. But, you know, a lot of the community stood up like, this is bullshit. Nick Foles threw for 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns. I'll be honest, I'm an Eagles fan. Well, even when Nick Foles had a good year two seasons ago, he only threw for 17. Chase threw for 16 in one game. So, you know, obviously he's going to have tons of XP. He's probably the front runner. He's probably running away with MVP by now. So a lot of people are upset because they feel like now he has an unfair advantage. And then on the other side of the coin, there's me. All my players are way down in confidence. Now, Savage, I know you're actually a fan of the way the OFL now has the rules right now that says, go ahead, there is no rule. But let's hear why you feel it should be that way.
I mean, I am a fan of how it is now, but like I ride the fence a little bit because it sucks when someone's confidence gets all the way dropped because they just got 100 foot on them. But the way I see it, it's even worse for you because this wasn't even your situation. Let's say that that someone quits. I feel like they deserve to lose confidence because they quit the game. Like that's a consequence, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I see it, honestly. And I like the rule that we can put up a lot of stats, but I don't know. 1,600 yards is a lot.
Savage, can I add on that? Look what happened to me against Volcano. You know?
Yeah, but you were – that's different, though, Snake Eyes. He beat you 129-0, but you were in control of the game. You were there. We're talking computer
control. I know, but I mean, still, he sure still laid off a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he definitely should have.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
It's a different situation, though.
But, yeah, that's completely different. Now, but you bring a good point, Savage, that I never even thought of with what you were saying there about the person. You feel the guy should be penalized if he quit and his confidence should go down. And you know me, man, that's my number one thing. Don't quit. I want you to play your games. You paid money to play in a user-controlled league. Play your games. The other, like you said, you're a user. You want to play another user. You don't want to play the computer. I actually agree with you. I feel they should get penalized, too, run the score up in that aspect. But at the same time, and I think you were kind of alluding to this point also, it sucks in a situation like me, and it does occur to people from a lot, actually. The game drops. You go on auto because you were beat anyways. I don't feel that was my fault that the weather or my internet dropped. I don't feel like my player should be penalized.
That's the Achilles heel. Like that's the exception to the rule, pretty much. That sucks that happened to you, but I don't know. I wish it didn't happen to you, but it's just unlucky, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not just me. I mean, you could put any member in my shoes. I mean, it's happened to other people.
Yeah, it does.
But
I know.
I guess it really stood out this time because when Chase put up 1,000 or 1,600 yards, or I think it was 1,000 yards and 16 touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken. When he did that, it opened people's eyes, like, you know. And they feel they're getting – they can't win the MVP because he basically did four games of statistics compared to in one game, basically, if you think about
it.
Yeah, he's much four
won.
Good games.
He won MVP already.
And I never even checked to see how many times he played it. I mean, I guess it's not as bad of a situation if he did it in one game, but I've seen people play 40 games before when they sit there and just keep quitting. I mean, all you listeners out there know I'm a big fan of 40 Incognito, but I saw him in Live Master played 11 times. Actually, I didn't see it. Somebody brought it to my attention because they were saying that 40 is Live Master or Live Master is 40. And they're like, look, they played 11 times. And it was a little odd because why did they play 11 times? Nobody messaged me saying the game dropped or they were having connection issues. So I'm actually going to ask 40 about that. That slipped my mind till now. Hopefully he's going to call in one of these days. But, yeah, I mean, I've seen him play multiple times. I've seen a couple other guys when they've got a computer opponent. I've seen 20 games. I mean, don't you think that's a little ridiculous, Savage?
Yeah, I think that's insane. Like, and I do like that you give everybody a chance to play the computer again, like let's say an injury or something happens. But I feel like if you play more than three times, you're either trying to stat boost or something's going on.
Yeah, but then you get into that, you start getting into some tough situation, because I know one time I had to play a couple, like maybe seven or eight times with my Tennessee team back in season one to beat the computer. I kept losing because I was trying to hurry up, so I'd super sim all the way to the end, and then I'd lose. So you know how you're allowed to quit to make sure you get a win. So it took me seven or eight times, I remember, to get a win. Yeah, I mean, the solution to all.
Some people are already winning, but they quit so they can get more stats for a particular player or different situations like that.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one yet. If that's happening, definitely have to look into that. That's another one, hard one to prove, but it could be proven. Yeah, we'll be looking into that one for sure. But, you know, this is a tough situation. But there is one solution. I think, Snake Eyes, you know what the solution is, don't you?
Snake? I think the limit should at least be 10.
Okay, but the solution to the problem, Snake, is what? You know what I mean? It's easy. What do you think the solution is?
They should get, like, 3 games suspension.
No. The solution to the problem, Snake, is that just show up and play your games. You wouldn't be computer controlled.
Yeah,
see? Sometimes the answer's right in front of you, Snake. Anyways, Jordan, we were talking earlier, Snake and I, where John Campbell Buck did his draft grades. I know you got a chance to look at it. You and I spoke about this a little earlier in the evening. Did you like that feature? Do you think John Campbell Buck should continue to do draft grades?
Yeah, actually, I like when he participates in anyway. I think everything he does is pretty cool. Actually, it wasn't this past season. It was for Group 1. I think it was Group 1 Season 2. But he did like real in-depth for where everybody was going to fall in the division. And I wish he would do that again. I think that's really cool, too.
Yeah, one thing he told me was that, you know, with so many more members and stuff, it was too time-consuming to try to cover all the leagues. And I understand, man. He just does it. I mean, he does it to help out. You remember when we only had one league, remember he used to do the spreads and stuff for each game? I always liked that.
Yeah, that was really cool, too.
So I really wanted him to do that. Maybe we could bring it back, Pick'ems. I don't know if you ever saw the Pick'ems feature. I put it out there for like 2 weeks. We didn't get much interest in it. You know, maybe like 10 people got involved, so I quit doing it. But basically, Buck would pick 10 games and do 10 spreads, and then you could go and pick for free. And if you got all 10 games right, you got a free tournament. Nobody ever got even 10 games right, though. But the participation was low, so we kind of took it away. Now, I thought it was a genius idea when he told me about it. I was all looking forward to it. I thought everybody would like it, but apparently not. Why do you think that didn't work out so well, Jordan?
Man, I think people just didn't know about it. I didn't know about that until right now. I think that's really cool, actually.
Yeah, you used to be able to you used to just be able to go onto the forum under John Campbell Buck, but it was only like maybe Believe in Monsters and 40 and Incognito, or back then he was 40-0 Gamer. Maybe like two or three other people participated. So that's the thing with the forum. There's new stuff out there, but if people don't seem to show much interest, I usually just get rid of it, you know, because it's a lot of work out there on the forum. So, but anyways,
well,
we should have a new... That is true. But we'll see here. We'll definitely see. We got a lot of new members coming on, another league starting. We're down to 15 seconds. I really appreciate you guys calling. We got one last caller coming in from the great Volcano. You have 5 seconds. Say something, fool.
It's Volcano, and it's
Bubbles.
And good night.
There.
Bye.